Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ketoleno with the evening news. The headlines: Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path highlights unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. Nagaland showcases Hornbill Festival at Republic Day celebrations. Nagaland joins rest of the country in celebrating the 77th Republic Day. And Padma Shri awardee Guru Ponganar emphasizes importance of learning and preserving indigenous heritage. Now the news in detail. The nation is celebrating the 77th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he led the nation in paying tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at the Kartavya Path at the ceremonial buggy with the chief guest of the parade, the President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, and the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. The national flag was unfurled, followed by the national anthem with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns.
The Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path today highlighted a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. The theme this year is Swatantrata Ka Mantra Vande Mataram and Samriddhi Ka Mantra Atmanirbhar Bharat. 30 tableaux from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments were displayed during the parade. These tableaux showcase the cultural diversity of the country by exhibiting a unique mix of 150 years of national song Vande Mataram and the nation's rapid progress on the back of Mataram and the nation's rapid progress on the back of growing self-reliance across sectors. Tri-services tableau showcasing replicas of major weapon systems used by the Indian military during Operation Sindoor was one of the key attractions at the parade. President Murmu conferred the Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla with India's highest peacetime gallantry award, the Ashok Chakra. The event concluded with a flypast by 29 Indian Air Force aircraft, including Rafale, Su-30, Su-95, MiG-29, Apache, among others.
Flanked by two Sukhoi MKR-30s, escorting the Poseidon.
Over 2,500 artists presented cultural performances during the parade, with special guests from different walks of life attending the ceremony. With Anupam Mishra, Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and other union ministers have extended greetings to citizens in India and abroad on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that the occasion renew energy and enthusiasm in the citizens of the nation to build a developed nation. Nagaland showcased the Hornbill Festival at the 77th Republic Day celebrations at Kartavya Path in New Delhi today. Nagaland's tableau presented the Hornbill Festival, celebrating culture, tourism and self-reliance, highlights the state's cultural heritage, its globally recognized festival and the growing focus on tourism-led development in line with the national vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat.
And now comes Nagaland. Nagaland's tableau presents the Hornbill Festival as a vibrant expression of culture-led tourism and community-driven self-reliance, reflecting the spirit of Atmanirbhar Bharat in India's northeast.
Chief Minister Nipiu Rio said it was a proud moment of Nagaland's tableau themed the Hornbill Festival, celebrating culture, tourism and self-reliance, featured in the Republic Day 2026 parade in New Delhi. Mr. Rio conveyed his appreciation to the artists and creative teams for their dedication in beautifully showcasing Nagaland's rich cultural heritage. Here is an announcement. The government of Nagaland through IDEN is organizing Nagaland Japan Connect on 28 January 2026 at the Integrated Business Hub and Innovation Center, Forest Colony, Dimapur. The event highlights include awareness on job opportunities in Japan and interaction with Japanese companies. Interested candidates can call 8257-9329-18 for further information. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Nagaland today joined the rest of the country in celebrating the 77th Republic Day. At the state-level function held at the Civil Secretariat Plaza in Kohima, Chief Minister Nipiu Rio unfurled the national flag and took the Rashtriya salute. Addressing the gathering, the Chief Minister reaffirmed his government's commitment to an early and inclusive solution to the Naga political issue, noting that the Political Affairs Committee plans to intensify its efforts as an active facilitator in the process. He appealed to all stakeholders to work together in unity and understanding.
Unresolved Naga political issue, an issue of paramount importance. Its non-settlement continues to impact every aspect of life of our people, hindering in no small measure but collective efforts for attaining greater height and level of development.
Acknowledging development gaps, particularly in Eastern Nagaland, Mr. Rio reiterated the government's commitment to addressing disparities, including ongoing consultations with the ENPO on the proposed Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority. Highlighting the vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047, Mr. Rio stressed the need for Nagaland also to move forward in development.
Fellow citizens, as we celebrate our achievement and progress, we acknowledge that much still needs to be done for our people. On this auspicious day, let us once again rededicate ourselves to working with renewed vigor and sincerity towards a more developed, prosperous and progressive state.
On the occasion, the Chief Minister presented the Governor's Gold Medal and Commendation Certificates and Police Medals. He also launched the Markovet e-commerce platform, Naga Bazaar, inaugurated the Drone School Drone Center of Excellence, Nagaland, and opened exhibition stalls. The celebrations also featured a rendition of Vande Mataram by 7-year-old Nurile Chizo, besides colorful cultural performances. Renowned Aonaga folk artist Guru Sangyusang S. Ponganer has been confirmed the Padma Shri Award 2026, the country's fourth highest civilian honors in recognition of his exceptional contribution to Aonaga folk arts. The Padma Shri Awards were announced yesterday. An 81-year-old cultural icon from Ungma village in Mokokchung district, Guru Sangyusang Ponganer, has dedicated his life to the preservation and promotion of indigenous Naga culture. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News Kohima, Guru Ponganer shared that from a young age, he showed deep interest in traditional arts and learned extensively from elders and his grandfather, mastering indigenous folk songs and dances. The Padma Shri awardee acknowledged the support of the government, the State Department of Art and Culture, District Administration, Ausendan, Ungma Village Council and the people who stood by him throughout his journey.
I see Tangor Award coming up in the Gura Padma Shri Award Tiatu Moi Kushi Pais. Idu Pa Pole Kavane government side Pishi Bura Moi Mutup Kurise Idu Hari Moi Tarlokur Acknowledgement Tibole Monas.
Stressing the importance of learning and preserving indigenous heritage, Guru Ponganer urged the youth to understand their identity and actively learn and preserve their cultural heritage, stating that his doors remain open to anyone willing to learn.
Amagan identity to culture or tradition. Itu chane po kamne bishi important as. Zuwane, young sir do, itu culture or tradition, chane bole moi encourage kurese. Itu kon, itu chane bole moan as. Amar papa, te ahegina, itu listen kurbi, moi hot tai, amar torbota, kolagina, takipo.
Meanwhile, Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has congratulated Sangyusang S. Ponganer on being conferred with the Padma Shri Award 2026 in the field of art. Chief Minister Rio said the recognition honors Mr. Ponganer's commitment to the promotion and preservation of Aonaga folk arts and wished him continued success in all his endeavors. To end the news, the headlines here again. Republic Day Parade at Kartavya Path highlights unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. Nagaland showcases Hornbill Festival at Republic Day celebrations. Nagaland joins rest of the country in celebrating the 77th Republic Day. And Padma Shri awardee Guru Ponganar emphasizes importance of learning and preserving indigenous heritage. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.